to make a certain contribution for the four saints which are at Jerusalem.
And 7. It hath pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things.
I'm lost.
Good recovery.
Romans chapter number 15, verse number 28.
Okay. When therefore I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain.
Verse 29. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel.
Verse 30. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me.
Amen. 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 Just simply, I can title this two different ways, and so sometimes the Lord allows me to do that so that I can encourage people in different ways, but just the love of the Spirit. Together, influence together. Think about that. The together, our prayers, to strive together, to have influence together.
Amen.
We're stronger together than we are separate. Amen.
Yeah.
The devil loves to pick people off slowly. And boy, isn't it a wonderful thing to be together as Christians? Amen.
Amen.
Sister Sue was playing tonight, and she's playing for offertory. And you know who she reminded me of playing, and I've not been able to pick it out until tonight when she was playing, Brother Dennis Mays. That's how he played.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I said, I know this style, and you played for us for quite a while now, sister, and tonight I said, that's who she reminds me with her playing style is Brother Dennis Mays. And so, boy, thank you. That just, isn't that wonderful where your heart can be touched by good memories?
Thank you.
Because how many of us have bad memories?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it wonderful to hear and see good memories? Amen.
Amen.
And so let's pray this evening. Dear Jesus, Lord, we love you today. Lord, I pray, Lord, just in this few sweet minutes, Lord, would you speak to my heart, to others. Lord, help us to be encouraged tonight. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would bless those that are watching online. Lord, I pray for tomorrow night and Friday night and Saturday night and Sunday morning for Sunday school and for church and then for a Sunday evening service. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would help us to have hearts and minds that are willing to obey your precious word. Lord, I pray, Lord, that it would come across clear and plain. And that we would plainly obey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so I remember years ago, Brother Dennis Mays, Sister Mary Ann Mays had gotten sick and she had left choir practice. And so we had a song and we had practiced it slow. But when you got Brother Mays, he got off the floor. And I've never in all my life, and so if you repeat this, then shame on you. But I never in all my life saw Pastor Poole as very kind and very steady. But he looked at the choir and he said, "Hang on!" And Brother Dennis Mays played that song, and boy, I never saw that panic in his face. But he said, "It's gonna be fast. Hang on." And we sang that song, and our choir just enjoyed it. But it was just funny because we had practiced it slow, and Brother Mays didn't get the message. And so we sung it. But you know what? Those are good memories.
Yes,
amen. Yes. Those are wonderful memories. Amen. And I'm thankful that our church, we get to make wonderful, kind memories together.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, in verse number 27, and of course we'll be in verse 30 most of the service, but in verse 27, of course, we have been here last week. It hath pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister to them in the carnal things. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We have overlooked some people Because if they don't know any better, amen, if they don't know the Lord, and how many of us should know better, amen?
Right.
And boy, think about that. Don't let the carnal things scare us. Amen. Because us who know the Lord and have spiritual things, amen. Boy, we should be encouraged. And I know how many of us get caught off guard by the world's sin. And people say and do things and are involved in things. And that's going to influence us, amen?
Mm-hmm.
But it ought to influence us that we know the truth.
There's
spiritual things. Well, I'm not afraid of any other religion.
Nope.
I'm not.
Come on.
Now, I don't always like to debate them.
No.
Amen?
Amen.
Come on.
But I do like to be able to share the gospel with them.
Yep.
Now,
I have always said, if you're debating with somebody to win, it better be to win them to Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And many times I won't debate with people. I'll say, I'll listen to whatever you have to say, wherever you think Baptists are wrong, but I wanted to tell you about what Jesus has done for me.
Amen.
Because if they don't get saved, it doesn't matter if you win them to believe the way you believe, but they never truly get saved. Amen.
Right.
But I'm so thankful if they'll call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I want people to come to know the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Boy, wouldn't it be wonderful in all of our Sunday school efforts? Boy, now I'm going to tell you this. I'm not doing this to grow our church. Amen. If anybody's doing it to grow our church, we're doing it for the wrong reason.
Right.
Amen. My goal is that somebody in Sunday school will call upon the name of the Lord and they'll be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
That's my goal.
Amen.
My goal is for our Wednesday night programs, Ignite. Amen. And our Kids for Christ. Amen. I'm praying that maybe in all of those efforts of transportation that we'll be able to share the gospel to somebody that maybe would never come to church. Amen. Boy, we had one of our young ladies come for Sunday school, and she said, I'm here by myself. And I said, amen. Amen. I'm happy you're here. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, shame on us if there's anybody we don't want them to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I don't care what anybody's done. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so the story, you never know. Years ago, and of course this is a story told to me, okay? And there was a preacher, and they were having a big conference, Brother Bewley, and they had, Sister Pam, they had people all lined up in this particular service. They were representing, it was a large church, and they were representing their deaf ministry. And the preacher had taken a few words, and he knew a few from being the head pastor of that church, and they had the deaf ministry. And so he knew a few of the words, sign language. And one of their special singers had come down with the flu and couldn't come to the service. And so they didn't have a special. So the preacher says, well, I'll sign a song and let the musicians and our people that, you know, sing out loud, and I'll sign it. And then afterwards, a young little girl, she was from the ghetto, and she says, I just want you to know you flashed 4 gang signs in that song. So, you know, all good intentions. And you say, well, Brother Ray, why did you like that story? Because I didn't see me doing it. So sometimes you put yourself in those spots. But I don't know if that's a true story. It was just relayed to me. It may be just Baptist myth. And sometimes Baptist myths are funnier than the truth. But then sometimes the truth is pretty funny, too.
Yeah.
And so I want to see it verse number 28. I'm trying to hurry up tonight. But in verse number 28... When therefore I have performed this and have sealed to them this truth. Boy, think about this. Think about what God is already going to do for us. I think it's wonderful. God has a plan for us. Amen.
Yeah.
But isn't it wonderful to walk with Him? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And be right in tune. Amen. And enjoy all those things that He's already promised to us. He doesn't owe us anything.
No.
But He's promised, you know, some good things to us. And now I'm going to tell you, I can't demand Him to give me good things. But there's some good things that He wants to give me. Some good things along my way. Boy, He wants us to have the best. Amen? And boy, I'm not asking you to do things just to always fight for the best, but I think we ought to do our best because we love the Lord, amen? And lost people are watching, amen?
That's right.
Boy, and be surprised at the lost around us. They're watching. But then, I have sealed them this fruit, but I want you to see this, and I hope this will help you. I hope we're all fruitful, amen?
That's right.
But I will come by you to Spain. Boy, isn't it wonderful? Boy, I love going places. Now, several years ago, I was traveling, and I love to go through Walkerton, Indiana. And, of course, Sister Heather, that's her hometown. And they have a McDonald's there, and it's always good. I've never gone through it. And so I'll go to that place, and it's a gas station, and it's a small town, and I'll use the restroom. And I had driven all the way to several towns, met several preachers. We moved some stuff. I was bringing back some stuff to our church, and I had the bus. And but you know what's funny is when it's dark out, and you only know one way in and one way out.
Yep.
Brother Bewley, I got on the highway because they had, in the middle of this town, just had the roadblock.
Oh.
So I went right. But if you go right there, it takes you all the way back up to South Bend. And I don't know what glorious road that is, but I wasn't happy. I ended up in the dark with my phone down by Notre Dame. And I finally got to the toll road and got on. And by that time, my wife and Sister Phoebe and Brother Jacobson are like, "Are you dead on the side of the road?" I was like, "No, but I feel like it." I was like, "I still have an hour right home." He's like, "How is that possible?" I said, "With Ray, it's..." And I'll never forget. I think it's Route 2. I don't know what it is, but when we broke it back up to South Bend, out of my way. But you know what? He came by Spain. He came. Now, can I tell you, and we read last week how that he was excited. He says, "I'm going to go these places, and then I'm going to come to you." I hope that there's some things that you realize that you may not think God is helping you, but he shows up right on time.
Yeah.
He may come a different way. Boy, I've told some people coming to our church, I'm sorry for what you've been through, but I'm happy you're here. Amen.
Come on.
I think it's important to let people know that they're loved. Amen.
Yes.
Friday we had a guest family Sunday morning and Sunday night. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Amen. Boy, I'm excited. Amen. As we'll go out to the highways and hedges, God will bring people in. Amen.
That's right.
People, maybe people that will never join, but they can be encouraged along their way.
Amen.
Family Sunday morning was traveling through. Amen. And, out of all the churches in Northwest Indiana, they got to come in here making a They got circled around, yes, ma'am. I felt bad for them. I was like, boy. They just gone two more actions. They could have got to a bigger churches, amen. But I thought to myself, what a blessing.
Amen.
And they were an encouragement to me. Yeah. And boy, isn't it wonderful?
Amen.
And I will come to you into Spain, but I want you to see in verse number 29. And I am sure that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel of Christ. Now, this is my goal for our church, and I believe it's a God-honoring goal. It's to pursue, no matter who's preaching, no matter what's going on, that people can come in and worship our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
We can hear the gospel.
Amen.
That's my goal. If we make this church all about Brother Ray, that's not going to do you well.
Seriously. Right.
It really won't.
Right.
But if it's all about Jesus,
yes,
that's when God can be glorified. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, I know that there's a preacher several years ago telling me, he says, "I know how to help you with your church." He's from New Orleans. He says, "Well, you know, we have a lot of ethnic churches." And I says, "Brother, you visit my church." We may be in a wrong side of town. Everybody's welcome. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not saying that. And he told me, he gave me a list of about 8 to 10 things, Brother Gordon, that I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
He said that me and my wife need to have our pictures on the side of the church building and on the buses and all of our stuff. He says that will attract people. My wife would draw people. And he gave me a whole list of all those things, but you know what, Brother Billy, you know what I caught on to? All of them was drawing people to somebody other than Jesus.
Yeah. Right. Come on.
To myself, that may work for some people, and if a preacher has their picture all over everything, and that's fine, they can do that. I'm not against it. But for me, I want people to come in and hear the gospel.
Amen.
I want people to come in and feel the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Well, I want people to come in and hear the gospel. Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, that's my desire. But here, he said that. He says, I'm going to come in. And I don't believe that he was saying this, saying that he's the only one that can know the Lord. I think he says, I'm coming in with the right attitude. I hope you guys are ready with the right attitude. Amen.
Good.
Well, I think he was looking for something. Amen. I told Brother Samson one of these days. I said, man, I'm looking for a blessing. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm looking for God's blessings. Amen. I hope that you are. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. Amen. 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 Friday night and Saturday night. Amen. And I'm excited about Sunday morning. I'm excited about Sunday school already. Amen.
Amen.
We talked about some ideas. And boy, as the Lord allows us to reach people. Amen. I said, we'll put some Sunday school classrooms and hallways. We'll make things work. Right, Sister Sandy? Right. Amen. Because I want people to hear the gospel. Amen. Amen. Boy, I hope that you see that I'm excited tonight. But I'm also encouraged. Because God deserves to be represented well.
Yes.
And he's chosen us. But here, in verse number 29, you know, he said, in the fullness of blessings of the gospel of Christ. He says, I'm looking forward to that. Amen. Well, mm-hmm. There are certain churches I love to go to. Amen.
Amen.
And can I tell you something? They may not all be shouting churches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There may be some that are more quiet.
Yep.
Because I believe God can work anywhere he chooses.
Amen.
That's right.
Absolutely.
He can even work in the church where everybody's screaming all at the same time and you can't hear nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. From a northern guy, I went to the south, to Bible college, and that was the first time I had Sister Pat and Pam pray for me because, you know, it scared me half to death. When they had prayer time, Brother Bewley, when 300 people all start praying at the same time, and can I tell you something? It's not polite to laugh when they said, "Y'all, Lord," you know. And so they talked Southern, and I was trying not to laugh. You know, and they're doing it. It is your job. And it was loud. And then I had to learn to make sure that I understood that. Because see, and I'm nosy, so that's why I couldn't be a Southerner. I'm nosy. And then I repeat things. So I had people praying next to me, and some of them were saying stuff. I was like, oh, I didn't know that about her. And they did what? And just so you know, you're not supposed to say that stuff out loud. I looked at, was that Susie on the second row or the one on the seventh row? Because if I'm going to give a dirty look to somebody, I would know why. Then he said, get the wrong person. But anyway, I enjoy when people can worship together and you can look for that blessing.
Amen.
And when you come in and have a good time, and you know, Brother Reed, you say stuff out loud. Yeah. I wish I could say no. There's something you can't make up. You notice that got quieter people. They're like, who repeats stuff? I wish I could do it. Wasn't true. Oh. Just in the fullness of the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ. But think about this. The wonderfulness about sharing and bearing each other's burdens.
Yes, sir.
And that we don't have to be alone. And boy, we can encourage each other. And you say, well, Brother Ray, that's all introduction. Amen. Let's turn to point number one. In verse number 30. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Boy, we need to do this because time is short. Mm-hmm. And Jesus wants people to come to know him.
Yeah.
Boy, as we pray for each other and encourage each other, remember, it's not just for our sake, but it's for the Lord Jesus. Amen? Boy, brothers and sisters in Christ, when you see somebody else having a hard time, don't jump on them. Amen? Encourage them in the Lord. Amen?
Yeah.
The devil's already got that settled. He'll jump on them. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I wonder if the devil and his angels just stand back and said, well, we didn't have to jump on them. You guys already did that. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, I need to be careful myself. Watch my tongue. Watch my words. Amen. Watch my actions. Amen.
Amen.
And so, us as Christians, now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Boy, encourage each other. And boy, let the Lord use you in a special way. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could encourage somebody and love somebody along the way? Amen? Wouldn't it be wonderful as guests and visitors come in? Amen? Kind words. Speak to them. Amen? Boy, I'm telling you, there's people that are hurting. Amen? And let's not add to it. Let's be a help along the way. Amen?
Man.
But I want you to see this. And for the love of the Spirit. Boy, don't we want a sweet spirit in our church?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. The only thing that will continue to hurt, if you make mistakes, say you're sorry.
Yeah.
And if the other person doesn't accept it, then that's their problem.
Right.
Amen. But mean it, be kind, amen. Just because you're ready to apologize doesn't mean they're ready to hear it. Amen.
Yep.
There's been some times where I've been hurt and I'm like, I just need another minute, amen. But for the love of the Spirit, for the love of the Lord, amen. Let His Spirit work in each other's hearts, amen. Let Him work, amen. Step back. And let some bygones be bygones. Let some things alone, amen? Don't be like me and be in everybody else's prayers, amen? You know? Just if they're asking the Lord to forgive them or they're asking the Lord for help, amen? Be right there in the spirit of love, amen?
Man.
Love covers a multitude of sins.
Right.
The devil hates when Christians love each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, you want to drive the devil out of a situation, just start loving everybody around you.
Right.
And you say, well, Brother Ray, they're unlovely. Oh, probably so. Love them anyway. Amen.
Amen.
Love them because God loves you. Amen.
Yeah.
If there's a bad spirit, say, I'm going to love people anyway. I'm going to love the Lord enough to care for others. Amen. To have the spirit of love. But I understand we live in a world where their love is different.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm afraid Christians have gotten our spirit of love mixed up with the world's kind of love. See, they love when they get what they want, or when things go their direction, or when they have manipulated the situation to benefit themselves or others. But us as Christians, we ought to have the love, the spirit of love. Even when somebody else was unloved. If you want to drive Satan away from a situation or from someone, just choose to just love them and pray for them.
Amen.
Amen. And you say, oh, Brother Ray, point number two. And I'm trying to be quick. I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, for the love of the Spirit. I want you to see this. That ye strive together. Strive together. Amen. See, the devil thinks that he can get rid of Christian love. See, we think it's all about that. Well, I don't have to love them. I said, go back and study the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And then, because if we don't love each other, we won't strive together. And you say, well, Brother Ray, they don't deserve my love. Well, probably not. Probably, absolutely not. Amen. But God deserves our love. And we should love those that He loves. Amen? Because see, the devil knows if he can get us not to love each other, amen? If Christians won't love each other, then we won't strive together to get the gospel to those that don't know they can be loved.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a process here. The devil's not dumb.
Nope.
He just uses a lot of dumb people.
Amen.
And
come on.
Did you notice? I've been that person where I look back and said, I should have known better. I should have caught on before now.
Yeah.
Then I let the devil use me. Amen?
Amen.
Boy, I'm just trying to encourage us.
You're right.
To strive together. That means we have to have the spirit of love.
Come yep.
looking for a blessing. Amen. I've always said, if you're looking to get a blessing and to be a blessing and to help with a blessing, you're already starting in the right direction. Amen.
Amen.
That you may strive together. Think about it. Let's strive together. Amen. And you say, well, Brother Wright, we don't know how to strive together. Well, thanks for asking. Point number three. Amen. We're going to head to that soon. That you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you got the meanest snake, you got the meanest person, you got the most hateful person, pray for them.
Amen.
Right. Good point.
Pray for them, and all of a sudden, you'll find out they're not so bad. And then, can I, Sister Gray, can you help me keep a secret tonight? You know what I found out? Sometimes when I start praying for somebody, then I find out they're a whole lot more like me than I realize. That just happened to me, maybe not you, but there's been a couple times where I prayed for somebody and I said, you know, Lord, I can't keep these bad feelings. I can't keep going this direction. It's hurting me and others. And I start praying for others. Amen. But I love this. The love of the Spirit. That you strive together with me in your prayers. Now, can I tell you something? When you start praying for somebody or a situation, boys, we strive together, amen. Mm-hmm. Hey, is I'm praying for the Machaco's grandson, Anthony.
Yeah.
Going through something, having to make some adult decisions at 20 years old that I've not had to make yet. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. Boy, my heart goes out and says, I can't make those decisions for you, buddy, but I can pray for you.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Boy, I can love you. I can pray for you. We can strive together, amen. We can look for God's blessings together. But isn't it wonderful? With me in your prayers. See, he came and he showed up. But wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody came in the doors and knew we were already praying for him?
Wow. Yeah.
Christ said, I knew that when I got here in the fullness of the Lord, that the blessings of the Lord. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Boy, isn't that exciting? You say, Brother Ray, what's your fourth point? Don't worry, there's only 40 more. To God. Pray to God. Amen. For me. For others. Amen. Boy, isn't that wonderful when you know that they're... Because now some people will say, well, you're wishing and hoping, but they're not praying.
Mm. Come on.
That's a worldly philosophy.
Yeah.
Now, I want good, and I say, well, I'm hoping for good in this situation. I'm praying for good in this situation. Amen. I'm not going to get on anybody for their terminology. Amen. But there needs to be a time where we're praying to God. But think about this. For me. Well, when they come in, boy, it was a Sunday night, and Sister Beulie had some friends, a gentleman and his dear wife, and they attend my home church. And I immediately said, I'm praying for Brother Poole. He's my home pastor. I'm praying for him. And then they told me that he's there on Sunday mornings. I said, amen. Hey, the words are our prayers. Amen.
Amen.
I'm thankful that God hears me. Amen. I'm thankful that he knows my heart and my desires. Amen. And then he redirects me. Amen. And you say, oh, Brother Ray, in the point number four, we'll be done. That you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. That means there's a connection. Can I tell you something? Sister Sue, you know one of the things that I love about our church is when I say, let's pray for Brother Jacobson. Let's pray for this church. Let's pray for that church. That we all pray together. Amen? And you say, well, Brother Ray, I haven't prayed like I should. Well, you know what? Then let's start praying a little bit more. Let's start talking to the Lord a little bit more. Hey, none of us are exactly where we're supposed to be. Amen?
Okay.
Boy, we've got room to grow. Amen?
Oh, yeah.
And you say, well, Brother Ray, how do you know when you're done growing? In the Lord.
Yeah.
We'll be absent from the bodies and be present
with the Lord. Yeah.
There'll be one day where I'll get to enjoy all of heaven. Amen? And I'll get to be perfect. Amen?
Amen.
Boy, there's some people's prayers will be answered that day.
Yeah.
I'm having a good time.
And you said, well, Brother Ray, just in review, just a quick thought as we finish tonight. The love of the Spirit. Do things because we love. Working and doing and following the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
That we strive together. And you say, well, Brother Ray, why is it so important? Most churches are not destroyed over biblical things.
Yep.
They're destroyed because they forgot to follow the Spirit.
Yep.
And to strive together to get the gospel out.
Amen.
Now, can I tell you something? As much as I love our church, Sister Paulin, I love it here. Amen. They put up, I told another preacher, I said, yeah, can you believe they put up with me for 11 years? Amen. Going to my 11th year. But you know what I love so much? Sister Bonnie, you know what I love? You know what I love? Is that every time our church has gone forward, and every time we've gone forward, I know we've had some struggles. Amen. But it's so that we can get the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. I watched an interview, Sister Beretta, yesterday, and it broke my heart because I'm studying about buildings and some things and trying to learn all that I can. And this group, and this is what this gentleman said. They built this beautiful fellowship hall, and it's beautiful. I was just like, wow. I said, that'd be nice. Amen. And boy, it was beautiful. And then, you know what the gentleman said? He listed why they built this fellowship hall. And it was a Baptist church. Just so you know, we can't make fun of anybody else but ourselves. And he said, so we can get together and eat fried chicken. That was his number one. Then number two, he was like, so we can have parties and events and we don't have to rent a hall downtown. I mean, he listed all these things. And you know what the sad part was? So when he got to the very end, the interviewer, she was a Christian lady, and she goes, are you going to do any outreaches so people can come to know the Lord? And he says, well, we'll do those things. And then you know what broke my heart, Brother Bewley? Is when he gave his title. He had a title in that church. And I said, so whatever you do here in our church, whether you have a title or not, remember, we need to do it so that we get the gospel.
Amen.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with fried chicken. Because I've already known that somebody's going to send me a note saying, fried chicken didn't do anything to you. I'm not against having parties and having wonderful times. But our number one focus ought to be to see people come to know the Lord.
Amen.
To be able to have the opportunity to choose Christ. Because Jesus said, whosoever will, and time is short.
Yeah.
As our musicians come, as we stand to our feet, your Jesus is full of love in today. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Lord, I pray for the next few minutes, Lord, we'll have prayer requests in a little bit, and praises, and we'll pray. But Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that